In just a minute, Bill reveals that his favorite font is Rhymes New Roman. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, we've always heard that pharmaceutical companies get doctors to prescribe their meds by bribing them with expensive trips and gifts. That is not true. It turns out they just offer them what?
Cash?
No.
Drugs?
No.
If it's not bribes, right? Yeah. And it's not the drugs themselves.
Well,
it's
I'll give you a hint. The really stubborn doctors hold out for stuffed crust.
Oh. Pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza?
Or other really cheap meals. This study confirms that doctors are often influenced to prescribe a particular medication if the pharmaceutical company will buy them a single meal, often costing less than $20.
What?
Pizza. Whatever. Because the Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. Second, get free tacos if you can. So what you need to do, everybody, you're at the doctor, you may trust that person, but pay attention to her shirt. If there's a recent ketchup stain, she's gonna try to fix your sore throat with Cialis. Is anybody able to resist free food?
It's
no,
just,
free
well,
food is like the best.
I am a vegan. You know, you don't get this body by just dumping anything in
it. No, I understand that.
And that is part of why I love Portland. You know, they have two vegan strip clubs.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Is this a true fact?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've heard. So.
Yeah.
So it's dancing plants?
What is it?
No. None of the ladies wear meat or feathers or like Lady Gaga couldn't do it there. But yeah, so there's no leather, and then they have vegan meals while you're there at Diablo's. And I'm not paid by Diablo's in any way. Although I am an investor, it turns out.
Did you invest $1 bill at a time,
yeah,
Bobcat?
I did. I'm actually turning red right now.
I understand. Bobcat, as you know, women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. But according to the Wall Street Journal, women there are getting their automotive fix by driving what?
Driving go-karts?
You know, I'm going to give it to you. Bumper cars.
Thanks.
Amusement park bumper cars.
Well,
the bumper cars at the Al Shalal theme park in Saudi Arabia are the only place women can drive in that country. So this is what they do. They line up to get in the ride, and they get in it, and they drive the bumper cars around the little arena in orderly lines without ever bumping into each other. They signal for turns. Women drivers, am I right?
Are these bumper cars street legal? Can they leave the grounds?
Well, you can't get very far, because if you've ever seen a bumper car, you know they are operated by that electrical grid above the arena.
I'm familiar with bumper cars.
Yeah.
My stepson's here. When he was little, we were at a bumper car thing, and the guy goes, "Don't bang into any other cars." I was like, "What?" And so I go, "Just smash into these cars." So, and he wouldn't do it. So I took the wheel and I started smashing cars and I broke a bumper car. And the guy comes over and I go to my son, I go, "Hey, I'm not mad at you." I go, "What is your problem, you idiot?" And then he starts laughing and it looks like he's crying. He goes, "Hey, easy on the kid." He's like,
"How did you break it?"
I didn't think you could break it. I smashed the front end. The headlights went.
But that's probably why.
Headlights, bringing it back to the vegan strip club.
That's Bobcat. I think you were on the wrong ride.
I don't know. It might have been the parking lot. It was a long time ago.